The Senate took a key vote on health care legislation early this morning that sets up passage of the bill on Christmas Eve. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
All 100 senators showed up for Monday morning's dead-of-night vote, despite a blizzard that left much of the Capitol snowed in. Just after 1 a.m., Democrats got the 60 votes needed to shut down a Republican filibuster and move forward. Alaska senators split their votes along party lines, with Senator Mark Begich joining Democrats and Senator Lisa Murkowski among the 40 Republicans fighting the bill. Senator Begich says even though there are still more votes to come on the health care legislation, Monday morning's was the big one.
Because it showed and put on the record the 60 votes, but also when you think about this legislation, it will have a dramatic impact to Alaskans and Americans not only today but for decades to come. And I think in a lot of ways this may be the only vote that in my time here that will be this significant.
Begich says the bill will affect a sixth of the economy, ensure 31 million more Americans, and ban insurance companies from practices like denying patients coverage because of pre-existing conditions. The senator says he's not concerned with recent polls showing more Americans are against the bill than for it. The latest by CNN shows 56% of Americans oppose the Senate's health care bill, while 42% support it. The numbers actually show an increase in approval for the bill from earlier this month, but Begich says that's not what's guiding him.
You'll hear from the other side, it's the sky's going to fall now, the world's going to come apart, the polls aren't with you. If we measured everything by poll data here, and it seems like the Republicans like to do that now, we wouldn't do anything because everyone's scared of their own shadow around here. And the reality is when they passed Medicare, the polls were only about 30% supportive. 30%. Now, I guarantee you if tomorrow we said we're getting rid of Medicare, the sky would cave in here. I mean, this place would be run over.
Begich says a manager's amendment being added to the bill has numerous items for Alaska. It includes the Indian Health Care Improvement Act, legislation Alaska's senators have pushed. Now it will be rolled into the larger bill and includes reauthorization of all current Indian health care programs, establishes mental and behavioral health programs in Indian country, and improves Native youth suicide prevention programs. Begich says it now has a better chance of becoming law.
There's a couple of us, literally last week, that was told this was not going to be included. We argued pretty aggressively why it was the right thing to put in now. It made sense, and it got in, which I think is a huge step.
The health care bill jumped forward over the weekend because of deal brokering among Democrats, such as Nebraska's conservative Senator Ben Nelson. He got tighter restrictions on abortion coverage and special treatment for his state to help cover the cost of Medicaid. Begich says Alaska also got some of its priorities taken care of over the weekend.
Providing and trying to get more physicians, both docs and nurses and physician assistants, was a huge piece to this equation. How do you go after that? That's what we heard in Alaska, that we don't have enough. So I offered an amendment that moved the loan forgiveness from $35,000 to $50,000. It's estimated that piece by itself, with some other little tweaks within the legislation, is the big number you hear about, the 20,000 primary care physician assistant nurses. That little clause in there is pretty significant in the impact it's going to have in delivery.
There are some things Begich pushed for that did not make it in. He wanted more done to lower the price of prescription drugs, like allowing their import from some foreign countries and making Medicare purchase drugs on a competitive basis and provide rebates. Senator Lisa Murkowski warns that not enough has been done to get more doctors to take Medicare patients in Alaska, and Republicans are continuing to rail against the $871 billion bill. But Democrats now have the votes to march the legislation forward and pass the Senate. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.
Tomorrow, we'll hear Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski's opinion of the Democratic health care bill.